Merry Christmas. I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Comes late here in Texas, late November, even early December, when you step out to get your newspaper or head out to work, and you feel that first cold wind out of the northwest. For me, it's usually on a Monday, and I'm on the bow of my boat, and the wind blows enough that you have to tilt your head just so to keep your hat from blowing off and to keep that cold wind from blowing down the back of your neck. And then, somewhere in that same time, you hear that high, wild cry of geese at 10,000 feet. You can't even see them, but you can hear them. And you know we're getting close. You know that's when the bells will begin to peal, whether literal or not. We'll begin to hear those same old familiar carols. We know it's time. It is deep in human nature across the world to acknowledge that time of year and to acknowledge these winter times and these winter rituals. And for us as Christians, it's when we can begin to hear those old stories and the old songs. The other night, once all my kids were here, we were sitting around the dinner table and talking about what was our favorite thing about Christmas. And of course, presents came up. And of course, lights came up. Mostly sitting around the dinner table together is what came up. But then it was the music. Somebody said, it's the music. And then somebody else asked, why didn't anybody write any new Christmas carols? And we all acknowledge there are plenty of new Christmas songs, but for some reason, at this time of year, we hit the old ones. We hit those old songs that sing wild and sweet, peace on earth, goodwill to people. And I thought how as the day had come, the belfries of all Christendom had rolled along the unbroken song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And so thus it has been for a very, very long time. Since before there was anything like a Christendom, the bells told the old songs and rolled the old songs and told the old story about the incarnation of Jesus. And during the millennia of Christendom, the bells around the world sang out, and we all knew exactly what they were telling us. Now, even in what we call the post-Christendom age, when we hear the church bells ring, we know it's calling us to the old story. I think that's one of the reasons that we're all here. You know, we come into this old building, and we look around these old, beautiful windows, and every one of them tells us a part of this story. We need candlelight, you know? Lamps just won't do. All our technology fails us. There's something about coming in and doing it the old, old way. It helps us tie into that unbroken song of peace on earth and goodwill to all. But here we are in this nice, cozy building, sitting with people that, well, at least I hope you still like. You may test that in the next few days. We'll find out. But we know it's not actually like this. It's not like this out there. It's not like this even in your own heart. Might not be like this in your family, and it's not like this with your friends. I know we shouldn't talk about it. No, please don't make us talk about what's going on outside the world. Not tonight, this Christmas Eve. Hey, let's just keep it sweet and keep it lovely. And keep it beautiful. But we have to talk about what's out there. Because what's out there is the whole reason that Christ was born in the first place. It's the reason that Wordsworth wrote this poem. Somebody put it to a carol. It's the reason he wrote the third verse. You know, he wrote this poem in 1862. He was an abolitionist himself, but also plagued by war. His own son went and was wounded permanently. And he knew that the world is hostile and dangerous. And it's what made him write this third verse, I'm sure. He said, "And in despair I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth," I said. "For hate is strong and it mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men." Hate is strong and it mocks the song. We have to say it out loud, even on Christmas Eve. As we know, even driving here, you knew this. There's part of your own life that is touched by this all the time. Oh, it might not be hate, but it might be pain and sadness and sorrow. You may be separated from family. Heck, you may be separated from the person you're sitting next to. You may have experienced an unspeakable loss this year. And you need to come to church to hear something, to hear some word that says there is something bigger than the hate that mocks the song. Something bigger than the pain, something bigger than the sadness. And so we tune our ears and we listen more closely. Listen deeply for that sound again. Pealed the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, he does not sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail. For peace on earth, goodwill to men. Maybe that's why we're actually here. Need to hear that bell peal, that deeper thing, that thing that was before anything else. That love, unbound, that burst creation into being. That love, unbound, that will refuse to be defeated. The love that comes straight out of the heart of God for everything in the world. The lovely, the romantic, the sweet, the beautiful, the painful, the dangerous, and the hateful. Because that's why we're actually here. We're here because we believe that God decided to be born, to be one of us. Born, I learned this week, probably actually in a cave on the ground, in a hole in the ground, and placed in a stone manger. Born into the very heart of the earth so that he could redeem it from the bottom up. That's actually what this story is about. With all the beautiful romantic stuff we did with the children this afternoon at 3:30, crazy chaos in this place, telling the romantic, sweet version. But the grown-up version is far more real and far more important. Because it tells us that God is changing the world through the birth of Jesus and throughout time and changing you. And changing me. And that the peace of God cannot be defeated. And the reason this matters is because it changes you and it changes me into different kinds of people. Because if the peace of God cannot be defeated, then you and I are servants of the Prince of Peace. Servants of the Prince of Peace. We're called to build our lives in ways that reflect that love in the world, reflect that peace in the world, to become people who find a tune in our voice, a tone that matches the peal of the bells, that tells that story out in the world, the world that you live in. And that's where he got the last verse, I'm sure, because it's about our part of this. He says, "Still ringing, singing on its way, the world revolves from night to day. A voice, a chime, a chant sublime of peace on earth, goodwill to men." Sing the first verse with me. I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play. And wild and sweet, the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Merry Christmas. I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat, peace on earth, goodwill to men. Comes late in Texas, late November, early December, maybe. When you step outside to get your newspaper or head out to work and you feel that the wind has come out of the northwest and it has a bite to it. More often than not, that happens on a Monday, sometimes on the bow of my boat, and the wind changes directions and I have to turn the boat into the wind, turn my head a little to keep it from blowing my hat off and letting that cold air run down my neck. And we know it's here. And then we wait and we listen carefully. And you can hear the wild sound of the geese, so high you can't even see them, 10,000 feet maybe. You stop and you look and you look and you hear that sound that is wild and sweet. Wild and sweet, almost as wild and sweet as the bells tolling that remind us that it's time. Human beings have always honored this time of year when it gets dark and when it gets cold. And we have rituals that help us recognize the season. And we as Christians know that those pealing of bells mean that it'll be time shortly for us to head to the church at night and to come together on Christmas Eve to tell the story again. And we'll sing carols like we did earlier and like we will for the rest of this service. In fact, around our dinner table the other night, once everyone was home, we were talking about what did we like the best about Christmas, and of course the best thing was being around the dinner table together, but it was also the lights and the friends and the family, but the songs. I think Caleb said it first, the songs, that's what we know about Christmas. And then we opined together about why aren't there any more new Christmas carols. We remembered that people write new Christmas songs every year, but the ones that we love, they seem like they've been around forever. I thought how as the day had come, the belfries of all Christendom had rolled along the unbroken song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Songs that we have known our whole lives, songs that we all know all the words to. And that's probably part of the reason we're here tonight, isn't it? It came into this building because it's an old building. New buildings just won't do. You have to come into this old building and you have to see all these old, beautiful stained glass windows that tell the story. And you have to have candles. It's the rule. You have to have candles. One of my priest friends posted on Facebook today, the Episcopal Church, candlelight Christmas services for 2,000 years. It's just our way. We like it that way. Because it takes us back into the old. And it's this song that has rolled along before there was anything like Christendom that told the story. And then through the millennia of Christendom, that everyone knew what those bells that were ringing meant. And now in what we would call the post-Christendom age, we still know when we hear a church bell what it's telling us. It's reminding us of this ancient story about God's love and about how God's love came into the world to change it. But it's not all like this, is it? Matter of fact, your life is probably not actually like this. You know, when you come into a really safe, snuggly church and you sing these beautiful songs that we know and everything is sweet and lovely. Well, there was the kid version of that that we told this afternoon with the Christmas pageant with hundreds of little children running around and telling the story. But it's late now. It's just us grown-ups. And we know that outside it's not like this, actually. In fact, it might not even be like this in your own heart. It might not be like this in your family or at your work. I know, don't make us go there. It's Christmas Eve. It's supposed to be lovely. It's supposed to be beautiful. Nothing hard and nothing scary. But we kind of have to go there. Because for us, we have to go there to understand the whole point of this story. You know, the third verse of this hymn that we all know so well goes like this. It says, and in despair I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said. For hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to man. And when Wordsworth wrote this poem, it was 1862. His son had gone off to fight in the Civil War. He was an abolitionist himself, desperate to help with the freedom of human beings who were owned by other human beings. But he was plagued by war, plagued by the idea that we would treat one another this way. And he was plagued by the reality of how dark and dangerous the world really is. As we sit in the lovely comfort of this beautiful church, we all know that we have brothers and sisters around the world who will risk their lives to come do this very same thing and to come sing these very same songs. We have to say it out loud. We have to say it out loud because that way the incarnation actually makes sense to us. God decided to become one of us. God decided to be born. Born in a little town to an unknown people, to an unmarried woman in a cave. And he was laid in a stone manger. He started at the very bottom of the world to redeem it from the bottom up. I have to say it because that's the power of the story. And then we listen. We tune our ears because there is a deeper sound, one that undergirds all of the things in our lives, all the sweetness and all the romance and all the love and beauty that might be this day for you, but also all the pain and all the sadness and all the fear of the brokenness of our lives, or some unspeakable loss that you may have experienced this year. If you tune your ear, you can hear that bell. You can hear that bell that says love is bigger. Love is stronger. Wordsworth said it well when he said, and pealed the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, he does not sleep. The wrong shall fail and right prevail. With peace on earth, goodwill to men. Can you hear that bell? Can you hear that bell ringing that says that God is working his purpose out? Quote Paul, that nothing, neither life nor death, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor anything in all creation, and separate us from the love of God. Can you hear that? Because that's what Christmas is actually about. And it's vitally important. It's vitally important because it will change everything about the way we live our lives. If we believe that, if we believe that God's love is more powerful, that peace is more powerful than war, love is more powerful than hate, then we are saying that we are servants of the Prince of Peace. And so we're invited to think about our own lives this way. Think about our own relationships this way. Think about the relationship you're in, maybe with the person sitting next to you in the pew. The rest of the people in this room, and your families and your friends, and all the different places where you have some influence. It's an invitation for you to practice what God has already done and what God is doing still and what God will finally accomplish. Because he ended it this way. He said, "Till ringing, singing on its way, the world revolves from night to day. A voice, a chime, a chant sublime of peace on earth, goodwill to men." A voice, a chime, a chant sublime. Your voice. A chime out of your voice. A chant sublime, even if it's scratchy in the middle of Christmas Eve. Declaring peace on earth, goodwill to everyone. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.